The Grammy Awards last night celebrated the biggest names in the recording industry. Olivia Rodrigo won Best New Artist. Silk Sonic, the collaboration between Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, had a huge night, winning 4 Grammys. Jon Batiste won Album of the Year for We Are. And Best Rap Album went to Tyler, the Creator, for Call Me If You Get Lost. He offered his own acceptance speech on Instagram.
Call Me If You Get Lost. Definitely not finished. 12 years in. Got a second one. Didn't expect it.
But the rapper and producer wasn't even nominated for Album of the Year. And our next guest says the Grammys have a long history of overlooking hip-hop and rap. Justin Tinsley is a senior culture writer for Andscape, formerly The Undefeated, and he joins us now. Hi, Justin.
Hey, thank you for having me so much.
So Album of the Year is the biggest prize, right? That's kind of like best movie at the Oscars, right? Only 2 hip-hop artists have ever won, Lauryn Hill and Outkast. Tell me first about those particular albums and why you think they may have broken through, whereas other rap albums have not.
Well, yeah, first and foremost, thank you so much for having me. And like you said, there have only been 2 hip-hop acts to ever win the Album of the Year, an award that has been given out basically every year since 1959. Now, the thing with those 2 albums are, of course, they're from primarily hip-hop acts. And Lauryn Hill, who was, of course, part of the Fugees, one of the greatest rappers of all time, and Outkast, in my eyes, is the greatest rap group of all time. But when you look at the albums that won, in particular, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill and Speaker Box and Love Below, and in particular, The Love Below, they're sort of like hybrid acts. They're rap, but they're infused with more melodic and R&B infused styles. And if you go back to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill in 1999, when she was nominated, she had 10 nominations that year. Of those 10 nominations, only 1 was a hip-hop-centric category. And Lauryn Hill took home Best Female R&B Vocal, Best R&B Song, and Best R&B Album, of course, with Album of the Year. And when you look at the Speaker Box and Love Below, as the cultural critic Naima Cochran said, this is, of course, no knock to Big Boi, who is one half of Outkast, who's one of the greatest rappers of all time. That album really won because of The Love Below, and in particular, the song Hey Ya. So when we say only 2 hip-hop albums have ever won the Album of the Year, they're really 2 hip-hop albums that have blended styles, and not in particular the sense of a quote-unquote traditional hip-hop album.
I thought this was the year we would get our 3rd. I mean, yeah. We had nominated for Album of the Year, we had Doja Cat, we had Lil Nas X, we had Kanye West. But the album I thought would win this year didn't get nominated. Tyler, the Creator's Call Me If You Get Lost.
He
won Best Rap Album. But how? How did Tyler, the Creator's album not make it in even to the nominations?
That's a question I've been asking myself ever since when the nominations came out last November. I'm really perplexed. As you said, in terms of hip hop, I believe that was the best hip hop album of the year. And when we talk about popular music, we can't differentiate hip hop and pop music anymore, because hip hop is the most popular form of music, at least in America. So the fact that the best album from the most popular genre doesn't get nominated for Album of the Year, it really perplexes me. And that album, Tyler, the Creator, he's an artist that admittedly I was not a huge fan of at the beginning of his career when Odd Future first burst on the scene. It's no knock on him. It's just his music didn't really do anything for me at the time. But his music has certainly evolved over the course of his last couple of projects. And yes, Best Rap Album is a great award, but he should also be in the most prestigious award category, which is Album of the Year across genres.
It's common, though. We've often heard stories of albums being snubbed, and you can look back through the years and ask, how did this album win and this one didn't? Rap artists have boycotted on more than one occasion. Mm-hmm. What's the hold up here? What makes it so difficult for a pure rap album, what we might think of as sort of a traditional rap album, to make it into that coveted category?
You know, this also, as crazy as it sounds to say in 2022, this also boils down to the point that, you know, some people who may be involved with the Recording Academy, I'm not saying all, because to the Recording Academy's credit, they have implemented a lot of measures over the years to try to diversify their voting group, whether it be race, whether it be gender, whether it be sexual orientation, whatever the case may be. They are attempting to change the narrative that has been basically embedded within the Academy since its inception 6-7 decades ago. Now, the problem with this is a lot of the older voting members are still there, and they still see hip hop as, you know, not a real art form. They don't see it as as anything to be taken seriously. Like it sounds crazy to say,
it does.
But this is the only, it's the only plausible explanation.
That's Justin Tinsley, senior culture writer for Anscape, formerly The Undefeated. Thank you so much, Justin.
Thank you so much for having me.